This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. Though the weather outside was frightful in many places across the country this holiday shopping season, that apparently did not stop consumers from ringing up fairly healthy receipts. As the numbers start to roll in, we're going to take a look at how retailers did and what it means for the rest of the country. Joining us now is Michael Namira, chief economist at the International Council of Shopping Centers. He joins us from his office in New York City. Welcome.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. What were your predictions, and how do they square with the numbers that we've gotten in so far?
Well, we have lowered our predictions over the course of the last 2 months, and that was principally because of some weakness that was in November. But over the last week, the story has turned much more upbeat. The late shopping certainly did a lot to lift the season and the month of December.
Is this a pattern we're seeing? As I recall from last year, everybody noticed the late surge of spending.
Well, there always is some of that, but actually this is more so than last year. We, from our own survey work, we found that about a third of consumers were telling us that they were shopping later than last year. And that may be for various reasons, how the calendar played out, and but the reality was that the last week was strong.
One reason people give is they hope that retailers will lose their nerve and knock down prices a little bit.
Well, actually, through the holiday season, we've been asking consumers that question, and they were pretty much content with the degree of discounting that was out there, even before retailers started to pick up on the pace of that. I think what we saw really was a little bit of a pullback on the part of the consumer, not so much because of the concern about more discounting, but because of the concern on the economy.
Overall, and again, you're with the International Council of Shopping Centers, but overall, how do you think the season did?
I guess when all the dust settles, it probably will be a moderate gain this holiday season, not as good as 2003. But at least it came through at the very end.
Now, one figure that I know isn't calculated in for the Christmas season is gift cards.
That's right. They'll show up and are showing up already, actually, in the last week of this month as consumers start to redeem those gift cards. A sale is at the time of the redemption. And we're seeing that play out a little bit already. During the first week after Christmas, something in the order of about 20 to 25% of those gift cards typically get redeemed, and then another 15% or so in the subsequent week. So of the first 2 weeks after Christmas, we'll get a sense of how important that factor is. Beyond that, then it's more of a January story, and then it's part of the backdrop for spending through the rest of the year.
The stores, though, once people buy a gift card, $25 at whatever store it happens to be, the store already has the money. How come they don't count that as part of their Christmas sales?
Well, simply because it really is a liability of the store and not a sale. And frankly, as a sale, it would also have to count as a taxable revenue. So the local government would have to take their share out of it. All that happens, but happens at the time of the redemption.
Another factor that's not counted in, I know, is online sales. And again, you have to sort of ask the question. I mean, obviously, you work with the International Council of Shopping Centers, but online sales, which Amazon reported their single biggest day ever.
Right. And one thing that has happened this holiday season is that the mail order and internet total as a share of total holiday sales, it has increased a little bit relative to last year. Mm-hmm. But let's keep it in perspective. Even those two channels together only account for about 11% of holiday spending. So it's still principally an in-store story. You're seeing these large growth rates being reported by various firms in terms of the online portion, but some of that is coming out of mail order, and some of it is coming out of the in-store. But in-store is still where most of the sales are.
Yeah, but I mean, we saw those very modest gains posted by the retail outlets. Then we saw the MasterCard number, which was like 8.1% over last year, which includes gift cards and online sales.
Well, I mean, that raises one. Now, just one as a caveat is that MasterCard number also compared with a 6.5% gain last year, and that actually was stronger than the reported numbers. When you, but with that aside, the other thing that it raises is whether or not we need to think about a better analytical measure of holiday demand. Mm-hmm. It probably needs to be more comprehensive, and basically, retailers have to make that commitment to report something more than just a same store sale.
Were sales different in different categories? Obviously, they were. They wouldn't be different categories, but we kept reading that, particularly electronics were very big this year.
Yeah, electronics were the hot item, and part of it also was that the consumer was shifting more of their holiday dollars that way and away from apparel. So there were certainly some hot items like the iPod. But, basically the consumer found that area much more appealing.
And which sectors did not do so well?
Well, I think the certainly some of the apparel area saw a little bit more difficulty this holiday season. And that, again, was because of the dollar shift away from that sector or segment. Much more a story of, I think, different retailers doing better or worse, and as opposed to individual types of areas.
And we see news today of an important economic indicator, consumer confidence, leaping in December. What does that portend?
Well, it may already have been incorporated in the sales data. In fact, on a weekly basis, our weekly sales tracking measure has been improving for the last 3 weeks. So I think it's probably largely already in the retail sales data.
So at this point, what are you looking ahead to for next year?
Well, I think next year we'll see a continuation of some of this choppiness, but I think the composition is likely to change. Through 2004, the lower-end consumer was hurt because of the high gasoline prices and basically cut back on some of their discretionary purchasing. Next year, 2005, we'll probably see the return of the low-end consumer. And on the other hand, we may see less lift from the luxury market. The luxury market has been strong for about a year and a half, and probably the best gains are at hand, and probably that will slow down a little bit in 2005. So compositionally, we may see a very different type of consumer in next year, but overall numbers may turn out to be pretty similar.
Mike, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Michael Namira is chief economist for the International Council of Shopping Centers, and he joined us from his office in New York City.